This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Been a fun day. Clint is out. He'll be back on Monday. Luke has been in. Great job from him, as always. Tyler's in the building, fresh off that migraine. I will not be here next week. Some of you are celebrating. Many of you are not really are. Gonna miss me. I'm heading to Disney World, fellas. Third time's a charm.
Getting lied. I hope y'all make it there this time, man.
This is, I've attempted for the third time since October. This will be the third time we've attempted. We've not made it to the airplane, to the airport at all. In-laws, they wasted 2 days in Tampa meeting us there. Probably wish that didn't happen. We ran into that hurricane in October that took us out when they took off the roof of Tropicana Field. We said, well, we probably shouldn't go. and then we were primed and ready to go in February, and then our two older kids stood in there and got sick and had the flu and tried to lie themselves out of not being sick. I don't feel anything. I'm not bad. Your temperature's 103, son. I don't feel anything. I'm good. I'm good. I really am. I promise. But now we're heading down. Heading down tomorrow.
It's exciting.
I know you just went. I'm a little concerned about my shoe game. I'm trying to.
I made a mistake. I'll tell you that.
See, I'm thinking about buying some Vulcan. I'm thinking about buying some shoes that I might do that for Ali.
My dogs were a barking at the end of every night. Yeah.
Were you walking? Oof. Were you stupid?
No, yeah, and I meant to pack some better ones, but I didn't.
That's what Charles would say. But I mean, you're an idiot. You're a foe.
But the short answer is yes, I would do that because I think the least amount of steps we took any given day, according to our phones, was like somewhere in the neighborhood of 20,000 or something.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you do some walking down there in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm ready for it. I mean, we'll have a good time. We got them at a good age. My daughter just turned 8 yesterday. My son will turn 5 tomorrow. We got 11, 8, and 5. And down, my son's going to be going down on his birthday. Shout out to you, Nicholas. Happy birthday.
That's awesome.
Happy birthday, Lo. Yeah, that's a lot of money right there, folks. You hear that? March birthdays in 2 days? Yeah, 3 days, you hear that? Yeah. But no, it should be a good time. I was thinking about getting them hookahs or them hokas. What are them shoes called? Them?
Oh, yeah. Those are all the rage. I thought you were talking about the Luka Doncic
hookah. That's what I was about to say. I was like, be careful with that hookah, man. It'll get you traded.
Nico, it'll get your ass going from Nico.
Fifth birthday to
Nico
you.
Nico Harrison will let you go or anywhere close to it. Somebody said New Balances are Skechers. Yeah, I can't do that, folks.
Something with a little style.
It's stupid, and that's why I'm being held back by those Hokas or whatever they're called. I see a lot of older people wearing them. That might take me out anyway. But I mean,
it's probably a good move.
It had to depend on the type of New Balances. But some Skechers? Nah, man. I'd rather have my feet hurt.
It is not the S.
I am vain when I come to that. I'd rather have my feet.
Get the Joe Montana Skechers. They're good enough for...
Yeah, Joe and Tony can hold them their own. I saw a basketball player out there in the NBA wearing them Skechers. And you can tell, I said, you'd have to pay me a whole lot of money. A whole lot. I think Puma's where I draw the line. You got to pay me a whole lot of money to work out there in them Skechers. I don't remember who that was, but I can't.
One of those.
I can't do that. No, not no Skechers. All right. Coming up, T-Mill's best bets. We'll see if we'll finish out the week well. And Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they will come up behind us at 6 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. What Caserio might do at the O-line in the coming days, that'll be the conversation as we feel. It feels like next week we'll be talking about new members of the offensive line, and hopefully it's a move in which Texans fans feel as good as maybe Bears fans felt last week, adding to a team, adding a guard, adding an offensive lineman to a position that has struggled and has to get fixed. So hopefully that happens next week, but they'll talk about that coming up on Texans All Access. And then following them live and local, 7 to 11, baby. Area 45, Sean Pajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago. So stay tuned for that. Before we get to T-Mill's best bets, Luke, they have restructured contracts of some guys. They haven't touched the two top guys that they have long-term that are making big money, in which they could restructure and get even bigger numbers than the six and the 10 million they've got from Nico and Azeez Alshire. You think Titus and Laramie own this team when we start training camp? I'm talking both of you. You think they're on the
team? Hello.
I will say, let me think about this. I will say, it's interesting because when you think about the contracts, we discussed this earlier for Laramie, you could get out of the contract after this upcoming year. So do you restructure? Do you just try to suck it up for one more year? Do you just cut bait? Titus has two more years.
Yeah. Hit the money sign again?
I mean, look, based off of the performance.
They have Blake Fisher there that I believe they want to get on the field.
Based off of performance, get rid of both of them, just start fresh.
Yes.
But because of the financial impact, that's where I'm struggling here, where maybe you keep Laramie and then get out after this next year. Titus, since it's 2 years, maybe you just swallow it now and move on. So
I think one of them's
I was going to say
yeah. I don't know which right. one it is. I think one of them's gone. And listen, I could be dead wrong, and hell, probably am. But if you know, I had to guess, I think Blake Fisher is starting on the football team next year. And then the thought is, do I want to have an $18 million left guard that's not great, that we're crossing our fingers and hoping is average? Do I want to do that, or do I want to really step out? And to me, I could be reading too much into it. But the thought that Nico and Azeez are restructuring deals, but the guys who are long-term who make $28 million and $23 million are not restructuring, at least at this point, to create the space. And they went ahead and moved on from Shaq Mason and created some more space there. That is something that makes me just wonder, like, maybe they just aren't. Maybe they're taking their time. Maybe it is something that is coming. But I do. I get the feel that one of those guys aren't here.
Yeah, I'll put it at one as well. I would set the over-under at a half and, you know, expect that one, if not both, will be gone. When you look at Laramie Tunsil, I mean, the dead cap hit this year, I mean, that's essentially, it's almost like a sunken cost at this point. And then next year, it'd just be $7 million. So maybe you do move on from him and just swallow the $7 million next year and you're done with it. And this year is what it was going to be anyways. And replace that spot, and then you ride with Titus Howard for a little bit longer, because for him, it'd be $21 million this year in the dead cap, then over $12 million next year, then over $5 million the year after. So that's a little more of an investment to get nothing out of. So, yeah, I think the easy answer would be you move on from one, you suck it up with the other, and you piece this thing together.
Well, Clint was talking, boy, if we could have just said, hey, man, hey, Kansas City, you trading Joe Tooney? Let's have a little switch here and work something out. When we give you Laramie Tunsil, you need a left tackle, and we'll take Joe Tooney.
Bundle of Ruski do.
I think the Chiefs are too smart to
get that. How come they wouldn't have been all over this sucker right there? All right. Let's get to best bets. T Mill, you gotta pull it together. You had a 80% on Tuesday, 3 for 4 on Wednesday, 75%, and then 4 for 6. He was a little aggressive yesterday with 6, but he said, "Let's go." And you have closed the week out pretty well after starting 1 for 4. What are the best bets for you tonight?
Yes, sir. And all that Ron just laid out there, folks, means that if you've been following these best bets, if you've been tailing what me and Chris Santiago, shout out to him, by the way, if you've been tailing these bets, you got cash in your pocket this week, like most weeks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I got 5 more for you on a Friday night around the NBA. First off, I got the Miami Heat +6 tonight. They're going to be at home taking on the Timberwolves. Then I got 2 unders for you right here. First of which, Grizzlies at Mavericks under 239 tonight. Might be my favorite bet of these 5. Next, I got another under, Blazers at Thunder under 229.5 points in that one. And then 2 player props to finish it off. First one is a former Aggie. God, we're all thankful that he shaved his head. Alex Caruso, he's now with the Thunder. Over 10.5 points for him.
That was bad.
it was bad at A&M, dude. It left him early.
I am aware.
And then last one here, Karl Anthony Towns, New York Knicks, big man, as they play the Clippers at L.A. under 24.5 points for Big Cat tonight. Any of those you like or just disgusted with, Luke and Ron?
Miami's been playing better, and Minnesota's been up and down, but they've been playing a little bit better. So that +6 at home. I'm fine with that one. Grizzlies and the Mavs under, hell yes. Again, we don't. Roy Tarpley might be walking out there for the Mavs. I don't we don't know who is going to play.
Is that your favorite one?
Well, yeah. It's a rough look. I don't like the Towns one. I think.
Damn it.
Well, Jalen Brunson's out, and
player props is where I've been struggling the most
lately. He's out. He's going to get all the shots he wants. I mean, he should. So, I mean, he should be the number one option tonight with Jalen Brunson out. So, the 24.5, I'm not sure about that. But he has been struggling a bit. I think a lot of that is to do with Jalen Brunson's been taking the ball.
Sure.
We'll see. Alex Caruso, man, you are ballsy there. They got like three or four guys on that team. I just don't trust to know what they're going to do. I'm not saying they're going to be bad, but I'm sure. Saying, like, I know Oklahoma City's going to score. I just don't know where it's going to come from outside of Shea and Williams.
Yeah, he'll rack them up.
Yeah, Shea going. I mean, I damn near bet Shea every night. I mean, that,
I've won a lot of money on him this year.
KD was good at this. Carmelo was good at this. That cat can get to 30 with ease. Mm-hmm. Like, it don't even seem like it. Luke, great job today, as always.
Appreciate you.
Tyler, great job. I'll miss you guys next week. Clint will be back in on Monday. I am Ron, the show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. When the day that lies ahead of me.
I think it's Daytona Beach.
In Daytona Beach, you know where it is?
I think it's New Smyrna. It's the town next to Daytona, I believe. I think it's New Smyrna or Ormond Beach, Florida, I think.
What's Hunter's dad's name? It was a weird. It's a weird name.
All this is telling me is you two guys sitting in that studio together right now might be the top two at the entire station with the most random.
Don't give me no. That's
factual.
Him. That
like,
is him. He knows that they have an umpiring school in Daytona for some reason.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.